Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rose, is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's been one of those days where a lot is going on, but always on a Friday, we like to take a brief pause and talk about movies with our good friend Julio Diaz, who is the host of Let's Go Pensacola on Saturdays here on News Radio and the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook and watch movies with them and then talk about those movies. That's my favorite part of what they do. Julio, welcome back, sir. Good to have you. First movie you watched last night, let me count 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth movie in the Mad Max universe, Furiosa?
Yes, that's correct. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Full and complete title. Which is an accurate title because this movie is very much a saga. This movie is epic in every sense of the word.
Outstanding. I've loved the whole franchise. Of course, Fury Road was an amazing upgrade and modernization of the universe and the storyline and the effects and everything else. I assume it holds relatively true to what they created with the previous one, which is actually, this is the prequel?
Yeah. I mean, it is a prequel, and it definitely follows Furiosa, who is obviously the title character. It's interesting because the trailers have really focused on Anya Taylor-Joy in the role. Of course, Charlize Theron played her in Fury Road, which is obviously a younger version of the character. But Anya Taylor-Joy is only in about half the movie. The first half of the movie follows Furiosa as a young girl. So she's played by a young actress, and then as she grows older, then Anya Taylor-Joy takes over the role. Fantastic. It looks like $3 billion, like all of these movies do. All of the more recent movies.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Let's be honest. The original Mad Max was made for about a buck and a half.
And survived nevertheless.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I was saying to somebody last night as we were walking out of the movie. When the worst movie in your franchise is Beyond Thunderdome, you're doing pretty good. Because Beyond Thunderdome's not a bad flick.
Right. I agreed.
Yeah. Something's got to be the lowest on the totem pole. That's probably the lowest on the totem pole. I would say Fury Road is still a little bit better movie. It's a little bit better story, but this is definitely gripping overall. It goes in directions that you don't think it's going to go in. The action is outstanding. The visuals are incredible. And the performances are great, too, not just Anya Taylor-Joy, but Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Fantastic in this movie. Just fantastic in this movie.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, I'm eager to see it. Super eager to see it. Garfield movie is also out this weekend?
Yeah, that is also something that is happening.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Go on.
You got Garfield in your newspaper every day. We had like 10 years of an animated series that was, pretty well done, actually. The animated series, for what it was, it got to the nature of the character. What doesn't seem to get to the nature of the character to me is sending Garfield and Odie out on a heist on the road.
Okay.
Which is what this, and what also doesn't really click for me is, we don't have to have Chris Pratt voice every single animated character.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Mario last
that was
year.
Part of the SAG-AFTRA deal. Is it Chris? No, I hear
you. I like Chris Pratt. I'm a fan of Chris Pratt, but I just don't. I don't see it, and apparently the critics don't see it either. 38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sight is another movie out this week. Sight.
Yeah. This is a drama about this is based on a true story about a. Young man who escaped communist China, came to the U.S. and became one of the top eye surgeons in the world. And he is operating on this young person who was blinded by one of their parents and trying to save their sight. And it forces him to confront everything that he went through. Getting okay reviews on this one, running about 65%.
And I'm a little hesitant to ask, but the fourth movie this week is Babes?
Yeah, this is actually the best reviewed movie of the week, believe it or not, even better than Fury Road. Fury Road's doing very well with the critics as well, but this is a running well into like the 94% range on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a comedy. It's co-written by Ileana Douglas, I believe is the name, if I'm remembering correctly. She's a comedian, has been in a lot of things, but she's also one of the stars of this film. It's directed by Pamela Adlon, who's also a pretty well-known comic actress as well. It's about these two friends. One of them is kind of the wild child, and the other one is kind of the more steady force. And the wild child gets pregnant in a one-night stand and decides to have the baby. And it's, you know, kind of about what all this puts on their friendship. And
okay.
So it's about female friendships and you know, that kind of lifestyle thing. And like I said, fantastic reviews, but apparently very funny.
Outstanding. What are you guys going to watch next week?
Next week, I unfortunately will not be watching anything, for better or for worse. I am going to New York City on a bucket list trip to see the band Madness.
So we'll definitely that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, but we'll definitely still be talking about movies next week as well. There's not any big releases next week.
Okay.
So it kind of works out well, but we'll definitely be talking.
Outstanding. Julio Diaz, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola on Saturdays here on News Radio and also the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Julio, as always, thank you for the time, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Have a blast at the concert, man.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.